In Colorado, flu is being cited in the deaths of 9 children. The total number of confirmed flu cases in the state so far this season is 7,600. Already, that equals the entire number of flu cases for the past 3 seasons combined. Today, we called Denise Milo. She's the clinical nurse manager of pediatrics and pediatric intensive care at Memorial Hospital in Colorado Springs. We reached her at the nurse's station in the pediatric ward, where flu cases have been coming in steadily.
I have been doing this for pediatric specific nursing for about 19 years, and I don't know that I've in all that time seen it this bad this early.
And when you say this bad, are you talking about numbers of patients or the extent of the illness that they have?
Well,
both?
Actually, I've seen kids as sick as we've seen them. I just haven't seen quite the volume of kids that we've got right now.
Of the children whom you're treating for flu now, both in the pediatrics ward and in the intensive care unit, what kinds of things do you do? What's the treatment and what's the tricky thing in trying to help these kids get better?
Well, usually when these kids come to the hospital, it's usually because the fever has been persistent and the parents are unable to get it down at home. They're dehydrated. Sometimes it progresses to pneumonia or an increase in breathing. So depending upon how they come here, say, for example, if they come because of the fever, it's generally in conjunction with dehydration. So we're doing some alterations in our meds. We use Tylenol, ibuprofen, alternating them in combination so we can maintain a level that will keep the fever down a little bit better than just using one or the other.
What's your advice to parents if you have a child who you suspect may be sick? At what point do you bring them to the hospital?
For example, if you've tried to get the fever down and it doesn't go down, if you've had any change in color, if they look like they're breathing hard, I think you should surely bring them in. If you have any question at all, I think that you should call. And if it's really different or you can't get them to move or they don't seem to be responding or they won't take the fluids, I think then that we need to get them in there.
You've had, I think, two children die of flu there this year?
Yes.
In the hospital?
Yes.
That's got to be a very tough thing for your staff.
Yes. It's never easy. No matter how many times it happens, it never gets easy.
In past years, have you also seen children dying of flu? Is that an unusual thing, or is that fairly typical, unfortunately?
Actually, to have it designated to be flu, you know, you don't usually have that as the cause of death, although in my career, I have had them die of that before, and it's usually complications associated with the virus that may lead to them getting a bacteria or not recognizing soon enough the symptoms. The other thing is that sometimes in certain children, for whatever reason, the virus seems to grow quickly or cause problems quickly, and sometimes those things you can't anticipate.
There are some reports from other hospitals around Colorado that they may have seen this epidemic already peaking. They're seeing their numbers going down. Is that the case where you are in Colorado Springs?
Well, I'm consistently running anywhere from 1 to 2/3 of the patients with the influenza. Potentially it has peaked. Our workload doesn't feel like it yet. We still are getting just as many positives as we seem to have been when we started this process.
Still busier than you'd want to be, I suppose.
Yeah, especially going into the holiday season. You know, nobody wants to be in the hospital during Christmas. They want to be home with their families, and especially the younger kids, you know, some of these that are one or younger, you know, this is their first Christmas in the family, and it's not a good thing to be in the hospital for that.
Well, Denise Milo, thanks for talking with us today, and best
You're
of
welcome.
Luck. Denise Milo is clinical nurse manager of pediatrics and pediatric intensive care at Memorial Hospital in Colorado Springs.